Hello, this is Bill Caskey back at the Advanced Selling Podcast Vignette Series, where we talk about very specific things that you can do as a sales professional, as a business owner, as a VP of sales, as whoever you are in the process of generating new business and selling to new customers, business acquisition. Today we're going to talk about a conversation I had with a client the other day, actually it was last week, who came to me and they had spent a lot of time on their value proposition. And I have heard these before. I know you've heard Brian Neal and I talk about this on the Advanced Selling Podcast about how most of the value proposition statements we deplore because they say nothing about anything, and they're usually created in some kind of corporate environment where everybody gets a chance to put their 2 cents worth in, and they come out with no emotion, no soul, nothing. And they don't relate to anything the customer is actually dealing with. So how do you think I really feel about these value statements? I think most of them are awful. They need to be trashed. And so I had a client who came to me and said, here's what we came up with, because they were sort of retooling their business a little bit. They've been in business 7 or 8 years, but things have changed. Their value has changed. What they bring to customers has changed. And so they were taking this end of the year time to kind of look at that. So they came back to me and they said, here's what it is. And it was just blobbity, blobbity, blah, blather, blather, blather. Had no soul at all to it, no emotion. There's no compelling reason I would have to hear that to say anything other than, oh, okay, that's nice. So here's what we did. I want you to create your value statement from a standpoint of pain. What's the problem? What are the circumstances that your prospect is going through right now in their business that's causing them heartache and frustration and is somehow affecting the profitability of their business or their well-being in their business, or they're struggling in some way? It doesn't have to be the owner, by the way, either. It could be anybody. But I want you to frame your value in terms of the problems you solve. So here's what we did. One, I want one of the problems to be about cost. Do you feel like you're spending too much? Do you not know what you're spending? Do you feel like you're not leveraging the investment in a proper way? Two, needs to be about process. Maybe the processes of things are all messed up. Maybe you have no process in certain areas. And the third thing could be general, but I like things that deal with your customer's customer. So if you're selling enterprise software solutions, how does that help your client get and keep their customers? How does what you do help your client get and keep their customers? And some of you are going to be in businesses that it's a big stretch, but most of you are in businesses where it's not a stretch. You have to stretch it, but I want to know in the third issue there, a third pain that a customer has is, are there any things that they're struggling with when it comes to getting and keeping customers that you, through your solution, can help them solve? The way it sounds is this, you know, Mr. Prospect, rather than telling you all the things that we do in our business and all the reasons you should work with us, I've boiled it down to basically 3 reasons people use us. People come to us for one of 3 reasons. A, they come to us because they feel like they're either paying too much for what they're getting now, or they don't know if they're paying too much for what they're getting now. The second thing is B, and the second thing is C. But make sure they all have to do with a circumstance of pain, a problem that your customer might be dealing with. Now, you can always add a fourth one there and say, you know, those are the 3 most common. However, we get other things as well. Do any of these relate to you? Do they resonate with you? Can you see yourself in any of these? Or is there something else that you'd like to talk about today? Conversation focused on the customer, not on you. So take your value statement. If your value statement has nothing to do with the customer, if it's all about better service and better coverage and better this and better that, take it out. That should never see the light of day. Make your value statement around the problems your customers have and watch the conversation totally change. This is Bill Caskey, Advanced Selling Podcast Vignette. Stay tuned for more.